T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This song fits on a lot of levels.
Oh, yeah, it does.
It fits because we're at the Kansas Speedway. It fits for the American Royal. It fits because it's a Friday and a great day outside. And also, Sweet Home Alabama fits because we are talking about Alabama Crimson Tide football.
Roll
again,
Tide.
I mean, we ever do is talk Alabama football. Jamie just says, let's keep talking college football,
yeah,
please. Right?
More Nick Saban on the air.
Yay.
Absolutely.
So, this story, if you missed it, we didn't have a lot of time to get into it at the end of the 10 o'clock hour, but we wanted to bring it back because of what Nick Saban and Alabama football are doing to I guess, control their students.
So here's what USA Today tells me. In recent years, Alabama football coach Nick Saban has complained about student attendance at games. Notably, he has not particularly liked that students either leave early or don't show up for non-conference cupcake games, that's a term I just learned, against teams like the Citadel and New Mexico State. Explain again for people like me who didn't know what cupcake, what he's complaining about.
In college football, you have the Big Five conferences. You have the Big Ten, the Big 12, the ACC, the Pac-12, and the SEC. And those are the Big Five. Everybody else is a non-Power Five conference. And a lot of those are inferior teams to your schools like Alabama or Louisiana State or Texas or Oklahoma or Michigan or whatever. They're the Southeastern Missouris.
Okay.
All right. They're the New Mexico States.
The not competitive games.
They're going to get their ass kicked. They're getting paid $500,000 to go to Bryant-Denny Stadium in Tuscaloosa to lose most of the time.
So Nick Saban's irritated that students are not really showing up to those games, or they're showing up and they're leaving early. Because of that complaining, Alabama now has a plan to keep students inside Bryant-Denny Stadium for all 4 quarters. According to a report from the New York Times, Alabama's had its students install a version of the app FanMaker, which tracks their locations inside the stadium. If they leave the game early, the app knows it and will not award them loyalty points needed for perks like college football playoff tickets. Here's how the playoff tickets work. So the Tide Loyalty Program, points program, here's how it goes. Students who generally pay about $10 for home tickets download the app and they earn 100 points for attending a home game and an additional 250 for staying until the fourth quarter. So,
so I get 350 for getting to a game. You blow New Mexico State out 60-3. And if I stay till the clock goes zero, I get 250 extra points.
Yes.
All
and
right?
If you don't, then you don't get those extra points that add up for perks.
I'd like to know how much these perks benefit me. Like, if Alabama is playing, and they traditionally are, in the SEC championship game, do I save $200 on a ticket? Do I get the first chance to buy them if I amass X amount of points? Because that's what it sounds like to me.
Right.
I get a discount on tickets. Even as a student, I get a greater discount because I wanted to stay for the end of the butt-kicking that
right.
you gave to Southeast Louisiana Tech A&M Girls College.
What can I got to ask you a question
yeah.
about how it is decided what teams play whom. Could Nick Saban have Alabama just play different teams?
Oh, Jamie Monticelli.
That seems
Jamie
illogical, but I don't know how football works.
The way college football is such that a loss on your schedule in September can greatly hurt your chances down because there's a lot of teams that win.
It makes sense.
The teams that win 9, 10, 11, 12 games a year, that one loss can hurt you if it happens in September, especially if it's to an inferior opponent. So Alabama, who plays in a very difficult conference, isn't going to face off against USC, Texas, Notre Dame in the non-conference because that loss can hurt them.
Okay.
So that's why
yeah.
you play against these little guys because it's going to pretty much guarantee you a win.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't always happen. Tennessee is now 0-2, even though they played some cupcakes. But that's why you do this. Yeah, but on the flip side, again, it could be 50-0 by halftime.
Yeah.
Why would I want to pay? Like, for example, look at this, Jamie. I pulled up Alabama's schedule.
Okay.
So the game against South Carolina or the game against Ole Miss.
Yeah.
$40, $54 for a ticket is the cheapest in the door.
Gosh, who's $5? Scroll your finger. Scroll down. Western Carolina?
Western,
is that what that is?
Yep. Western Carolina
five
is a nobody. You can get in the door for $5 because nobody wants to go to that game.
$196 for LSU?
That's the biggest game on the schedule.
Yep.
These games are a joke. And it's, I don't know if you, I've never been to Alabama. I know you were going to go.
I tried.
I will bet that Labor Day weekend and sitting in Tuscaloosa, Alabama in the sun for 3 hours.
Yeah.
You better entertain me.
Yeah.
You know, it can only be so entertaining for you to watch, you know, a big time school beat up on a little guy. It's not worth my time. And I don't know if it's worth these 3 or 4 points. You know, 300 points or whatever the kids are getting.
So call 576-7798 or 22980. What do you think about this app tracking where students are to make sure? And what the athletic director tells us is that they're not going to track them outside the stadium. You sure?
Well, that...
Promise?
I don't want you knowing if I'm there or not. Here, if I pay $10, what do you care?
Right. If I have paid the money to show up...
You know, if I'm a student and you offer me tickets at a discounted rate, that's great because I have no money. You know, if I pay my $10-$20 to whatever, you get your money. What do you care other than the thing is it doesn't look good on TV.
Sure.
And it doesn't look good for recruits who might be in and see an empty student section. Well, the answer is schedule Notre Dame.
Right.
Schedule something at home. Get a Wisconsin or a Purdue to come down from a Big Ten or whatever, or somebody from the West Coast, get those teams in there and you're going to get more. Now, you still might win 38-0.
Yeah.
You never know. But it scares the heck out of me that these apps, and you know me, Jamie, this is the hip and cool app. You might as well just try
right.
it so we see what you're going to look like when you're old.
Yeah.
It scares the heck out of me that even any school would think about doing this. I sure as heck wouldn't sign up for it.
I have no faith whatsoever that this is going to stop tracking you when you walk out of the stadium.
No.
I think absolutely it's going to keep still it will keep tracking you after. Now, I don't know what danger that poses, but when we talk about privacy and what that app may do with that information once it has it, because as we know, apps will steal, the Russians will take your pictures, you know?
I've heard that.
The apps will steal all your information. So I have concerns about this app not turning off and still tracking you after you're outside the stadium. But Nick Saban needs to stop whining.
Right.
And say, you need to stay for the entire game.
Or, you know, give me a reason to stay for the entire game.
Yeah.
And the reason would be that it's a quality competition. And it's a balance. I don't want to lose a game in September and blow my chance of playing for the national championship in January.
Right.
But I want fans to be there. It's a trade-off for him. 576-7798. And how intense is the tracking in the stadium? Do you know when I get up and go get a soda? Like, can you click on fan 00025, and that's Mike Wickett? Do you know when I go get a soda? Do you know when I go to the bathroom? Or do you just know that I'm in the perimeter of this stadium, like I'm in the perimeter of Kansas Speedway right now?
And so here's where I start to get I used to think this was conspiracy theory, but now I've learned enough to know that maybe this isn't so far-fetched. What is that app going to do with that information then, and who are they going to sell it to so that they can then target ads towards you? You know, okay, you like Pepsi, or you ordered a Coke, or you go
ordered a beer. They're selling beer at the stadium for the first time.
You go to this particular concession stand all the time. That app's going to find out what that concession stand sells and start to target ads to you.
Yep.
And it's all because, and you're being forced to. If you want to go to the game, you have to download this app.
If you want to earn points.
Right.
Now, granted, if you don't give a rat's behind about earning points, then, you know, you may not want to. 576-7798, midday with Jamie and Wickett. Let's go back to the newsroom. Mark Lavoy here on KMBZ. Man.
Put the shades on, huh?
Yeah. A little bright out here.
It is 70 degrees out here at the American Royal out of Kansas Speedway right now. It could not be more perfect than it is right now.
Awesome.
By the way, Friday the 13th, don't forget about that. And it's Harvest Moon tonight.
Well,
first time we've had a full moon on Friday the 13th in 20 years. It won't happen again for 30-something years.
Yep, time to lock myself and hide it and never leave my home.
Yes.
We're talking about this story about the Alabama Crimson Tide football team and this app they have that if students, and again, students are probably like this everywhere that is a powerhouse, they don't stick around for the cupcake games.
They don't stick around for games that are bad.
Right. If you're up 50 to nothing, and yeah. if I'm a 21-year-old and I've had 10 beers, and I've been talking to a young lady and it's halftime, and I'm like, hey, do you want to go to this party or do you want to just, I'm going to
quite,
well, 10 beers in, yeah. You know, and what's the point? Alabama's not going to lose to, you know, Louisiana, A&M, Tech, whatever. Mm-hmm. Let's go. I've already spent my money. I had my fun. My buzz is wearing off.
Yeah.
Maybe, who knows? But Nick Saban's pissed. The head coach of the Crimson Tide wants fans to stay. So this app that you log on to,
it's called FanMaker.
It's going to track if you go to the game, give you points, and then if you stay to the end, you get more points, and you redeem those points to have better access, greater access to the SEC championship game, the college football playoff, bowl game tickets, all that kind of stuff. Look, if you want better people in there,
yeah.
you want more people, schedule a better game.
And I know several of you are bringing this up on the text line, and several of the stories mentioned this as well, that what is to keep someone from... Now, again, I don't know what college student's going to want to be without their phone for a while, but
yeah.
what is to keep you, just to scam the system, just to show that you can, giving your phone to the one guy that's going to have 12 phones in it that's going to stay for the whole game.
The guy that's pledging.
You know? Yeah. Yeah.
The nerd that's pledging.
Yep.
Hey, hold all 15 of our phones. Don't leave, and you might get into Lambda Gamda Lambda or whatever.
Right. Right.
Exactly
right. That. So nothing.
That's mine.
Yes. Nothing's going to stop that from happening because just the phone has to be in the stadium, mm-hmm. not the person. And I have a lot of questions, as we were talking about before news, about what else this app is going to track. Again, the athletic director said, oh, we promise it's not going to track you outside the stadium. I don't believe that for a second.
But if it does track me inside, and you're right, like, does it know where I go to get soda and
right.
pizza? And are they going to add more pizza places? Are they using me?
Suddenly you'll see ads on Facebook because of where you went in the stadium. You
that
know?
Is a good idea. That, you know what? You prop the phone, the email links,
yeah.
and then boom, and then I see ads for Budweiser or whatever.
Again,
you know?
The more apps you put on your phone and the more information about your life you allow to be given away,
mm-hmm.
the more things that can happen to you.
Let's go to the phones, 576-7798. Mark is in KCK. Mark, you're on 98.1 KMBZ. What do you think of what Alabama is doing?
I think it's great, and I think you guys are exaggerating this thing way out of control. I think that if you guys are really that worried about possible privacy, I wonder how many of you have a frequent shopper card from a grocery store in your pocket or have any kind
Doesn't
of
Doesn't that only critic. Track what I spend at that grocery store? And that's why you have the loyalty program?
Yeah, but again, this
But
is
it doesn't track where else I go in the city.
No, that, yeah, but it tracks whether or not what you buy. This phone
there, yes.
Gonna, right. This phone's not going to track what you buy. It's going to track where the phone was at. It's going to be obviously triggered by a device that's at the game when you walk in and a game when you walk out. I wouldn't be surprised if they then come up with the same thing and say, hey, if you're a loyal sports fan, we'll give you more points if you go to, like, women's volleyball or baseball. It's a way for them to then come back and say to the students, if you would like a ticket to the game, to the SEC game, be able to buy it, we're going to see how many times you go to the game. The
All other due respect.
Around,
go ahead.
Yeah, the other schools around here, KU basketball, if they really, truly wanted to, they could sell out the stadium and get a lot more money by getting rid of the students there. And when K-State goes to a bowl game and they have so many tickets that they allot to the fans, they're going to sell it, for example, to the season ticket holders, and it's based upon whether or not you have given so much money to a Ahern fund or whether or not you're a season ticket holder. It's the same thing as rewarding people. They're not
Except,
friendly.
But I got to stop you for a second. No, it's not. To a certain degree, though, the difference is that this app is tracking your location in a place. My Hy-Vee card or my Sprouts card or whatever it is only tracking what I buy in that store, not where else or maybe what other Hy-Vees I go to, but it's not tracking where else I go. All due respect, I think you're being naive about the power of these apps. Where is Ryan Weber when I need him?
Yeah, but it's going to track whether you go into the stadium, so there's something that triggers it to come on, and it's going to trigger that it goes off? At what time does it go off?
I don't believe that's all it's going to do.
And Mark, thank you for your phone call, man. I want to get a few more up here, but I think that's what everyone thought about Facebook.
And
we learned that Facebook sold your information without you knowing it. Oh, it's just me liking a page, or
right.
It's just me playing the what sub sandwich am I game. But
yeah.
But without you knowing about it, they're selling that information to the Russians.
Again,
or whatever. I think it's a little naive.
Uh-huh. I don't think you read all of the permissions that you give when you get an app on your phone, and you don't. And I don't either understand the implication of that.
No, I have no idea.
You know,
I mean, I'm learning more.
Yes, we are. That when you do some of the apps that turn your face this way or do this thing, that's giving them access to your pictures.
Yeah, I think too to the idea that you would get more, you know, you'd sell more tickets if you got rid of the students. Yeah, but that's not. It's already an 80% non-student section, regardless of stadium anyway.
Right.
And nobody goes to KU football games regardless. You ever been to a KU game?
Nope.
Most haven't.
Nope.
Let's go to Steve in Lenexa on KMBZ. What's up, Steve?
Hey, guys. Good topic. On a side note, Eddie Money is absolutely hilarious, man. He did the anthem for the KU-Texas game, and it turned into a mini concert. He's a hilarious guy. Great, great guy.
It's too bad we lost him. Yeah, if you haven't heard the news, Eddie Money died today, stage 4 cancer.
Well, you know, this thing about Alabama, I hope Alabama falls flat in their face. I hate Alabama, so let them do this crazy stuff. You know, the kids are not going to – I've always said they have to change with the times here. No one's going to sit for a marching band anymore. They got to put some rappers or some rock and rollers in there or something to make it – to juice the thing up a little bit. I mean – I don't see the halftime show as particularly thrilling in college. They're mainly selling an allegiance to the game. But I mean, if Alabama wants to do it, let them, please. I mean, they're the Darth Vader of college football.
They are.
Let them fall flat on their ever-loving face for as many times as possible. And I don't see anyone else doing this. KU tried this a long time ago. To give points to go to all the other sports, and it doesn't work. People have to want to be there, and that's the problem. You have to present some sort of attraction. That Alabama is never going to play Wisconsin. They're going to play cupcakes. You have to present some sort of an attraction that people want to stay into the third quarter.
And you know what? And Steve, always good to hear you, man. Have yourself a great weekend. Thank you for your call. The problem, too, is when they do play, when Alabama does play a Michigan or something, they always play it at Jerry World in Dallas where the Cowboys play. Or they'll play a big game in Georgia where you have to go, where the fans still have to travel to watch that game. I mean, Ketz, you know, the only time they ever play a big dog opponent is LSU when it's that year that, you know, every other year when they come to Tuscaloosa. Just like, you know, if it's, Nebraska. The only time they're ever going to play a big opponent is usually in the Big Ten season when it's Ohio State or Michigan or Penn State.
Well, and something else to kind of keep in mind, too, is that Alabama football is so big now that the University of Alabama itself, they get more out-of-state students to come to the university because of how successful the football program is.
Imagine that!
Yeah, exactly. But, like, I mean, at some point, I think Nick Saban just needs to get off his soapbox. The guy's making $8.3 million this year. Like, he's not in a world of hurt right now. But, I mean, I see it, though, from the perspective of I understand why they play so many cupcakes because they play in that SEC West, which is
they play a lot of good games after September, usually.
Yeah, but, I mean, you know, they usually do start the year at a Jerry World or, you know, Pro Player Stadium and whatever you're down in Miami or have you. But, I mean, at some point in time, though, you have to, because I've actually had a fraternity brother who has gone to, he went to the Mizzou Alabama game there last year, and he said he has never been to a college football experience like that. He said that the fans were always engaging, even during timeouts, that they were playing music and different games on the video boards and stuff like that. And I mean, look, Bryant-Denny Stadium is 100,000+ people, and they're not in any world of hurt whatsoever of filling that stadium every single Saturday in Tuscaloosa.
No, I mean, and look, that last year they played Louisville and they played the game, you know, in Orlando. The year before, Alabama played against Florida State, you know, the first year, and it was in Atlanta. You know, they don't play these home games are a joke. Mm-hmm.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.